Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Balanced Money Consultant, Marquis El Presidente. We are live right here out at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. As I look out the window here, I can see downtown Indianapolis, and how exciting is it to be here at the greatest place on earth? As most of you know, this is my happy place. But that said, there's nothing better than the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Oh, and hey, today is the show, the big reveal show. A lot that we're revealing. Big news yesterday, yours truly got married. Melissa and I got married. And that's right, got married here at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Thanks for our friends that helped us get that done. So that's pretty exciting. But if that wasn't enough, did you catch our big announcement at 8:30 Eastern? Well, if not, here we are. Our brand new reveal happened this morning on Instagram. Our logo, our new hashtag, Team Balance, coming soon, TikTok. So we're growing up. We're growing up. And we introduced our brand new logo. Thank you to my daughter, Annie Mauser, for putting that together for us. It was really an exciting reveal. So go to Instagram and watch it. The link is here in the Blog Talk Radio world. So big reveal today. We are coming to you live from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Have a great show lined up for you today. We'll be talking some Pacers playoffs, and they got it done last night out at Gainbridge. We are located here in Indianapolis, high atop the Balance Studios in the west suburbs of Indianapolis. But we are a national show, so wherever you're at, if you're listening to us on the podcast or if you're listening to us live, welcome, and we appreciate you joining us. Also, Tony Donahue of the Tony T Podcast is going to jump in here with me live at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, hang out for a few minutes. We'll talk about what's going on in the track and what's coming up on the Sunseo GP. I got to learn how to say that. Sunseo GP. We'll get it. It's all good. We're all in this together. And then I'm really excited. We've got a very special guest. Lindsay Brewer is racing full-time Puunco's Hollinger Racing and is racing in the Indy Next Series. She raced yesterday, last night, and here at the track, and she'll be racing again today. So we're going to get her thoughts on that. And overall, I'm just really excited to have her. 917-889-8516 is our digits. And I tell you what, this is just really exciting time, right? Excitement is not the word that I have going on right now. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. 917-889-8516 is our digits. We'll be right back right here on the Balance Radio Network.
National Guard is a reserve component of the United States Air Force and serves alongside active duty Air Force members in times of a national crisis. In addition, the Air Guard serves the state and local community in a wide range of capacities. The reason people join the Air Guard is as diverse as our members and includes such reasons as a deep desire to serve their country, money for college, travel, new job skills, and the pride that goes along with belonging to the greatest military organization in the world. I joined because I felt a calling to serve my country, but I didn't want to be far away from my family, so the Indiana Air National Guard was a perfect fit for me. With over 95 different career opportunities to choose from and 100% paid college tuition to any state-funded college, why not give us a call? Call 1-800-841-3103 or visit online at goang.com to find out more. Again, that's 1-800-841-3103. The Air National Guard, guarding America, defending freedom.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get $1,000 off LASIK when treated in May. That's $500 off per eye, plus guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 20/20 vision.
Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2024 to qualify. $1,000 off standard price of wavelength procedure. $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
That's the sound of unaged whiskey transforming into Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee. Around 1860, Nearest Green taught Jack Daniel how to filter whiskey through charcoal for a smoother taste, one drop at a time. This is one of many sounds in Tennessee with a story to tell. To hear them in person, plan your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I've seen on the board, do you guys have Black Rifle coffee here?
No, I'm sorry. We only carry good small batch coffee here.
Well, it is great small batch coffee.
Well, that really can't be unless it's fresh roasted, so I don't, you know.
Well, it is fresh roasted.
I don't think you know what that means. You know what this is? This is Masa Lekwa Pike, which, of course, in the Indonesian language... Oh, let me finish. In the Indonesian language, it's weasel coffee.
You just made that up.
No, it's been passed through their digestive tract.
That's disgusting.
And then it's nature's wet processing.
Yeah, but is it good?
I mean, it's all right. Are they investor philanthropists? Do they support good causes?
Yeah, tons of causes. Veterans causes and first responder causes. But it doesn't matter because they make good coffee. So that's what I'm wanting.
Do you have any?
You know what? Actually, I'm just going to order it. They make it fresh and roasted.
Right. Black Rifle Coffee.
It's good.
All right, and welcome back to The Balance. We are live here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as we get geared up for the Grand Prix today, the Sancio Grand Prix happening in this afternoon. And there's nothing more exciting than the month of May here in Indianapolis and helping us kick things off is the Grand Prix. Is it Grand Prix? You almost think that when you use the name like Sancio, you've got to lean on in there and say Grand Prix. I don't know. I've been told both ways. Grand Prix or Grand Prix? You know what? We're going to put up a poll. I don't know if we could put the pronunciations on there. It'd be cool if we could do a poll that says, would you say Grand Prix or would you say Grand Prix? We'll see how that how that plays out. Exciting times today. As you know, we revealed our new logo on Instagram. If you're not on our Instagram, well, that's okay because we just launched it today. So So it's perfectly cool that you're not on there. But hey, we only give you a pass for so long, and then you've got to go on in there to our Instagram site. It's the Balanced Sportscast. There you go, Instagram. I tell you what, our Pacers, and put on our homer card here for a few minutes, and we'll walk around the NBA. Of course, it's the NBA playoffs. We're in round two here in Indianapolis. And I tell you what, the Knicks were kind of scary. who are we kidding? They're not kind of scary. They are scary. But at the end of the day, I don't think that anybody is going to be able to get past the Boston Celtics. So, you know, I heard the comment here on local radio this week. They're really just playing for a position to get their butts whipped in the final round of the East, right? We'll see. A lot of conversations yet to happen. But the Knicks do lose Game 3. It was a thriller one after the Pacers pull ahead in the final seconds with Andrew Nembhard's prayer, if you will. I tell you what, I've been kind of disappointed with the Pacers. And you know, we'll talk a little bit about the referee situation that's happened. The Pacers, they put together a complaint, if you will, or a filing of 79. That was before yesterday's game, but 79 different calls that they think went the bad way, should have gone the other way. And, you know, there were a few that I totally agree with. And you know, what's fair for the goose is fair for the gander. And it just hasn't been happening. We haven't been getting our calls in the garden, you know. And can we stop using Indianapolis as a? I'm gonna put my second homer cap on. Can we stop using Indianapolis as a small market? Are we smaller than Philadelphia? Yes. Are we smaller than LA? Yes. But are we bigger than Oklahoma City? Yeah. Mid-market. Let's go with mid-market. Let's stop saying small market. Small market team comes into the garden and gets it handed to them. You know, the Knicks are a good team, but at the end of the day, what has happened with the Pacers, you know, when we look back at before yesterday's game in the first two games, they gave up over 130 points in 93 possessions or something like that. What does that translate to me? Your defense sucks. You need to learn how to play a little D. Oh, wait a minute. Miles Turner doing a little post. That's going to get him in trouble every single time. But if we come up behind Tyrese Haliburton while he's dribbling down court and we push him in the back, no calls there, right? Anyway, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, the Pacers aren't playing. They aren't doing anything defensively. It was good to see Pascal yesterday show up finally. I mean, earn your money, your first-round draft pick that we traded off for you. So anyway, and like I said, this is my homer card. You know, I'm a Pacer fan. I'm a Colts fan. I'm here in Indianapolis, but we're far more national show. So there's more to talk about him basketball than the Knicks and the Pacers. Game three Sunday. I mean, game four Sunday out at Gainbridge, just a few minutes away from where I'm at right now. And we'll see what happens. Can they tie the series up 4-4 and go back to New York with some momentum? I hope so. I really think this will go seven games, but we don't know. We'll see what happens. You know, talking a little bit about what happened last night, Knicks came back, they tied it, thought we were going to go into overtime, yet here we go again, deja vu. You know, Andrew Nembhard, it was probably the most unlikeliest clutch shooters, if you will, buried a step back 30-foot, 3-foot shot right basically at the buzzer, pull the Pacers ahead and get that done. So hats off to the Pacers on able to get it done. But there is more that's going on in the NBA. You know, we got Cleveland and Boston going on right now. You know, I was hoping that we'd have our good friend Adam Jividan on to talk about the Cavaliers. He's coaching Little League today. That's cool. We'll give him the pass. I probably could have taped him, but did I mention I got married yesterday? I have a lot going on. So we don't have him today, but I would like to get his thoughts on, you know, what's going on with the Celtics and the Cavaliers. It's 4-1 in the series. I mean, I'm sorry, the series is tied. Sorry, I can't speak today. The series is tied 1-1 with the Celtics and the Cavaliers. The Celtics are a good team, and I have had them in my bracket to go to the championship game, and so we'll see how that happens. So we'll see what's going on with the Cavs. Then over in the West, it hadn't been looking good for the Nuggets to come back and get another championship, but they did get a good win yesterday over Minnesota, 3-2 over Minnesota yesterday. But Minnesota leads that series 2-1, so kind of very similar to what's going on with the Pacers. And then also over in the West, we got the Thunder, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Now, see, I could say, nothing against Oklahoma City, but I think they're a smaller market. Maybe we use smaller market. They use smaller market for them, too, small market. And they're up against the Dallas Mavericks. Now, Dallas, we can give them a big market, maybe a medium market. What defines a large market, medium market, small market? A lot going on. A lot going on here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as well this week. You know, there's a lot going on today at the Suncio Grand Prix, which is where we're at. We're going to be out and about. Thank you to our friends over at SpeedwayDigest.com for partnering with us, and we're helping them, and they're helping us. So it's a symbiotic relationship. That's a big word, right? You don't hear me say very often, right? Symbiotic relationship. Suncio, I think I'm saying this right. I hope I'm saying it right. But this is the first year they've been a sponsor. They signed a pretty long-term deal with the track to be the title sponsor for the Grand Prix. Month of May, shifting into high gear. How many people have been watching that 100 Days to May? It's good. You should check it out. It's on CW. I know that feels a little weird, doesn't it? Going to CW. I remember when CW had the frog and all that. I think that's what we still remember it as. But NBC bought them a few years ago, and they're kind of making this their arm for different series like 100 Days to May and other shows. So it's an NBC platform, but maybe your network doesn't get it. But if you can check out 100 Days to May, it's a fantastic show. It's a docuseries about drivers, their lives, their wives, their private workings, and really how it all interacts with being a professional race car driver. So, you know, the stars of the NTT IndyCar series are part of this action-packed day here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. You know, later on in the show, we've got Lindsay Brewer on, and I'm excited to talk with her. She's with Junco's Racing, 27 years old, and is making her next Indy, which is the next level down. If you remember the Indy Lights, it's a lot like that, the Indy Lights. She's going to be in here a little bit later. We're going to talk with her about her race, and it's a big reveal day. So a lot going on at the track, a lot going on here at the Balance. And if we were talking yesterday, you know, the month of May is special. It really is. and maybe, you know, we say, well, you're just saying that because you're from Indianapolis. There might be some truth to that, but at the same time, I see this place filled up, especially on the 500. This place will be so full, and it won't be just people from Indianapolis. There'll be over 1 million people here from all over the world. That's why they call it the greatest spectacle in racing in the world, the whole world. Did you see the Northern Lights last night? I know I'm digressing a little bit. I guess it was a lot. My daughter sent me a picture. She's down in Missouri. She lives down there. She sent me some pictures of it, and I didn't realize that I guess pretty much if you're in an area where you've got zero cloud cover, so if you can see it throughout the weekend, Northern Lights, pretty cool. Now, I have seen them before, but like in Alaska, but to see them here is really unique and really cool. So I digress. I need somebody like Steve Wilson or Tony or somebody to keep me on track. I don't know if we're going to be able to get Steve Wilson. I didn't put him in the intro there. Steve Wilson of Speedway Digest. I'm not sure. He mentioned that there was some weather. He's down in Darlington, I believe. But he mentioned that there was some weather and some tornadic weather and all that stuff. Darlington. Maybe he's getting his Darlington stripe. Which reminds me, I've got to get my bets going for the NASCAR race too. Our DraftKings bet. We'll get Tony's pick too for today's $5 DraftKings bet for the Sancio. I'm going to keep saying it, Sancio Grand Prix. But anyway, later today, you know, the greats like Will Power, Scott Dixon. You know, I have a history of dominating this 14-turn, 2.439-mile track. Scott McLaughlin, Rinus Vaquet, Romain Grosjean are trying to dethrone the Masters, if you will, today. So it's really fun to be out here, see a lot of those drivers up close. And not just because, I mean, they're very approachable, and you could see them very close here at the gasoline alley. Is probably the most fan-friendly, and you can really see your drivers and get back there in the garages. It's real easy to get passes to go back to the garage. I would say that if you're here in Indianapolis, I know there's tickets available, or if you're close to within driving distance, I mean, road trip it, right? Come on in. Come on into town. There's plenty of tickets available. And check out the road course, and that's what's going on today. And then, of course, there's the mounds they've got. And when I came in today, it was good to listen to cars on the track. No, they weren't IndyCar, but the USF Pro 2000. Their race two was today. That's exciting. Talking a little bit about what's going on with that. And that's the younger of the young. So you got the next series, which is what Lindsey Brewer is going to be on the show here in just a little bit, probably about 20, 30 minutes. It races in the next series. So that's like the old Indy Lights, if you will. And we remember, you know, James Hinchcliffe coming up from the Indy Lights series. It's always fun to see these young and upcoming drivers. And so we had the race yesterday, May 10th, and Nikita Johnson was in the P1 position there as well. So keep an eye on a lot of these drivers. And then today is the next series. So we'll see what's going on with that race. And pretty exciting. And, you know, a lot of really fun drivers, in the next series, you know. So Jacob Abel, he won the P1 position. He won the race yesterday. And he also won at April 28th at Barber Motorsports Park. So that's good coming in. And we'll get Lindsey's pick for the GP too. So we'll see what's going on. I mean, a lot of races going on here today. It's Indianapolis Motor Speedway. 917-889-8516 is our digits. So glad that you could join us today on our big reveal on Instagram. We're growing up. My daughter cracks me up, but she's like, Dad, you know that all the cool people are on Instagram and you're not on Instagram. So that got the wheels of motion to turning. And she goes, you just need a whole new facelift. You know, nothing like your daughter saying, is that what you're wearing, Dad? Really? I love my daughter. She's a millennial. She's going to keep me going. And my son, too. I'm proud of him. He's doing a lot of good stuff. And, you know, hopefully he's going to be one of those photographers that you see out at the track and stuff. He's coming. He's coming. All right, that's enough of the proud dad moments. But basically, we decided, hey, you know what? It is true. We started this show 23 years ago, 2001. Can you believe it? And we've come such a long way. to say that we were amateur hour when we first started is probably the understatement of the century. Oh, my goodness. We would go down to like Starbucks and something and plug in Wi-Fi. Didn't have Wi-Fi at the house. Didn't have a studio. Oh, man. People, you know, at Starbucks or whatever, having their coffee, and here we are doing some show. And we're doing it off of a phone line. And oh, man. It's fun to remember back, but we have come a long way for sure. So we have got the new logo up. And on Instagram, we did the reveal, but it's everywhere now. It's even right here on Blog Talk Radio. So just look at it there. So whenever you listen to us on Spotify or podcast or whatever. So if you listen to a podcast, you wait, this is a different show. And it's the same show. We just did a reveal. So, yeah, thank you to my daughter for doing the new logo for us. So, but we've got... I'm going to try to catch up with Tony Donahue here in a few minutes, try to get him in here. And then we got Lindsay Brewer from the Indy Next Series as well. 917-889-8516 is our digits. My name is Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Stick around. Let's go get faster.
Morning face. You get is when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks. Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry. Save the children. Save them. Stay back. I've got mace.
Ow, that went in my eyes.
We're moving.
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA, love your home.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow.
I like your move.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
LASIK Plus. We know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get $1,000 off LASIK when treated in May. That's $500 off per eye, plus guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 2020 vision.
Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2024 to qualify. $1,000 off standard price of wavelength procedure. $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
That's the sound of unaged whiskey transforming into Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee. Around 1860, Nearest Green taught Jack Daniel how to filter whiskey through charcoal for a smoother taste, one drop at a time. This is one of many sounds in Tennessee with a story to tell. To hear them in person, plan your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I've seen on the board. Do you guys have Black Rifle coffee here?
No, I'm sorry. We only carry good small batch coffee here.
Well, it is great small batch coffee.
Well, that really can't be unless it's fresh roasted. So,
Well, it is fresh roasted.
I don't think you know what that means. You know what this is? This is Masa Lekwa Pike, which, of course, in the Indonesian language... Oh, let me finish. In the Indonesian language, it's weasel coffee.
You just made that up.
No, it's been passed through their digestive tract.
That's disgusting.
And then it's nature's wet processing.
Yeah, but is it good?
I mean, it's all right. Are they investor philanthropists? Do they support good causes?
Yeah, tons of causes. Veterans causes and first responder causes. But it doesn't matter because they make good coffee. So that's what I'm wanting.
Do you have any?
You know what? Actually, I'm just going to order it. They make it fresh and roasted.
Okay. Right.
Black Rifle Coffee.
It's good.
Welcome back to The Balance. We are live here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway down at the corner of 16th and Georgetown. And we're up here in the media center looking across to the skyline, see the skyline of Indianapolis, see the fans just piling in the viewing mounds. It's the Sonsio Grand Prix. You know, I don't have my Black Rifle coffee today. Unfortunately, don't have it here at the media center. Going to have to. How rude. BlackRifleCoffee.com, though, got all kinds of cool stuff. Not just coffee, but you buy a bag of coffee, you give a bag of coffee. You know, my friend's son is in the Navy and on a destroyer, and that's all they serve is Black Rifle Coffee. And that's in part by what you're able to do when you buy Black Rifle Coffee. BlackRifleCoffee.com, check them out. So good to have you guys along with us today on our big reveal. As you know, earlier today, 8:30 Eastern, we launched the big reveal that we've been talking about and posting about and telling you that the most anticipated moment is coming, and it is here. A new logo's out. We are on Instagram. Coming soon, TikTok. So we're growing up, as my daughter would say. Oh, and new hashtag Team Balance. So that is going to be, that's going to be a new household name, Team Balance. Tony Donahue is going to be here in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about this Sancio Grand Prix. Get his pick also. I also want to find out, do we go Grand Prix or do we go Grand Prix? I mean, I guess it's the European way would be Grand Prix. And, I mean, that's where it originated, you know. The road courses and the Grand Prix are, you know, all part of that Formula One type series, which is European. So there's a Grand Prix. Those are huge things that we have got to know as race fans. So we'll see what's up. Qualifying yesterday here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So see who gets I almost said green flag. Oh man, Alex Palou got the pole yesterday, I believe. Have a lot going on. Waiting on Tony Donahue here. Tell you when you're always waiting on somebody. Alex Palou gets on the pole position. There he is.
Good morning.
What's happening, Mr. Tony?
How
got yourself
doing?
A coffee?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did you recover from not having egg on your McMuffin?
Oh, man. Actually, I just had egg over in the in the Honda hospitality. So
there you go.
Made up for it, yeah.
I appreciate it.
I could have been the only one, right? I was like, could be the only one that that's happened to. I was like...
I've been worried about it all week with you, buddy.
Well, a follow-up on that is I got it for free. Okay. So... Are we on? Are we good?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
We're good.
So, you know, you use the McDonald's app and I'll give you rewards, right? So I had the free sausage McMuffin.
Right.
I guess I ordered the wrong one. So I pulled up as I'm on the phone with you and I bypassed the first window you're supposed to pay. Thinking, what I do? I didn't have a bill. And the guy was like, "Are you? Did you?" And I was like, "Yep." Then I got it for free. Got back in my rewards app. Still had points. So,
hey.
That's all right.
Life
is... Prevention. I like the Bucky's hat.
I wore it in your honor today.
I got my Bucky's koozie.
Did you
for the day?
Did
so
you?
Good.
Did you try
with an adult beverage later?
Did you try the breakfast brisket?
I did. I had the breakfast brisket burrito.
Oh, that's
good. It was good. And then I don't know if I told you this. No, because I was walking in the.
You were in the parking lot when
yes.
you were talking to us.
So
yeah.
I'm a big fan. I don't know if you've ever been to, you've been to Sonic?
Oh, yeah.
So they have an ocean water. You know what an ocean water
sure.
is? It's like the blue Powerade with Sprite and coconut.
I may or may not put Buck in that from time to time.
Perfect. but Bucky's has their own, like, on the fountain. So I was like, hell yeah. This is my place. So
total sensory overload.
I had to do it. It was great.
Total sensory overload. Well, thank you for joining us out here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway today. It's exciting. I got to get this cleared up. Do we call it the Grand Prix? Or do we call it the Grand Prix?
I think it depends on where you're from. I think overseas it's Gran, G-R-A-N. But I think if you're here, it's Grand Prix. So I'd say Grand Prix.
So it's Americanized.
It's definitely Americanized, but I go Grand Prix.
Sancio? Is that, am I saying?
Sancio, yep.
Sancio. So I've been practicing that.
They're a car protection, so like a turtle wax product, I would imagine. So ready to go today. The weather's perfect. I'm well rested. Let's have ourselves a day. There we go.
There we go. Should be able to hear everybody now. Big reveal today.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Excited about it. I know that you had been telling me that you had some things in the works. So.
Yeah. Got the new logo up today. New Instagram. My daughter.
Everybody's fresh now.
My daughter. She's like, you got to grow up. You got to get off just Twitter. On the Instagram.
Yes.
On the gram. So we're there now. We are there.
That's what the cool kids call it, the gram.
The cool kids.
The gram.
Alex Palou gets the pole. I tell you what, I've been watching these 100 Days of May with Alex Palou and the story behind him. What are your thoughts about Alex Palou on the pole? And, you know, the thing about the Grand Prix or the Grand Prix or the road course, it
check out and go.
Check out and go.
Yeah.
That's right. So
you
Alex
know,
Palou, what are your thoughts?
That's kind of what I was thinking. And I, you know, this Grand Prix that we've had in the beginning of May, it's either sunny like today, and it's a runaway, or it's rainy, and we get a really exciting race. It's obviously not going to rain today. I've talked to Alex Palou a couple times over the last week or so, and things have kind of calmed down in his life, right? Which is crazy to think that he was distracted in the last 2 years with all the McLaren stuff, yet he's finishing the top 10 in 22 straight races. yet he's won the championship last year, won the championship in 2021 while he was being distracted, right, through all this McLaren contract talk. I said, is that finally gone? And he said, yeah, it is. Life settled down. He's married, has a kid now, and this guy is just rolling 22 straight top tens. It's an incredible stat. And I asked him on Thursday when I talked to him, I said, do you feel like you're a little bit under the radar? Where do you feel you're at in this? And he said, you know, a little bit, but he came in third in the points last year to this race, won the pole for the 500, finished top five at the 500. It's just Alex Blow. I mean, he's one of the best. I know. We were talking about Scott Dixon chasing 67 wins. We're talking about Joseph Newgarden winning the 500. The talk is going to start about how good and great Alex Palou can continue to be. Championships in two of the last 3 years. I'm excited to see what he can do today. But that's why they run 85 laps, right? We don't know what's going to happen. Anything can change, different strategies. So I'm a little disappointed that Scott Dixon starting up towards the front because we don't get like the Dixon starting in the back, fuel mileage, can he make it, can he not, excitement, which really made the race in Long Beach a few weeks ago. But, yeah, we'll see what Alex Palou can do today. He's obviously the favorite.
Well, I'm looking forward to the win. You know, look, we can't talk about the road course here without talking about the push to the pass.
Yeah.
And we can't talk about the push to pass without talking about Joseph Newgarden. We want to say it's not a distraction. It's over and done. We want to say that it's anomaly.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's been crucified.
Yeah.
Called a cheater.
Yeah.
I don't go that far at all. But what are your thoughts on that? Is it dead? Are we still talking about it?
I think the taking away the race win was a huge penalty. I thought it was very justifiable. I thought it was acceptable. I had no problems with that. I think Roger came and said, look, I run the series. I got to keep the integrity of the series. I got to keep my name, which, you know, Penske Perfect, all these things, right? So he came in, did his own suspension. So obviously Tim Cindric going to be gone. A few other members of Team Penske will be gone this month as well. And you had to do it here.
Mm-hmm.
You had to say, like, if you would have suspended Tim Cindric from Mid-Ohio, okay, you know, whatever, or Toronto, whatever. But suspended for the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, not just the 500, but the Grand Prix as well, pole weekend. These are the three biggest weekends, if you think about it. Definitely the two biggest with pole and the 500. So thought it was justifiable. As far as Joseph goes, doesn't seem to be a distraction. He had a couple runoffs yesterday, still qualified in that fast six. He's got a lot of work to do to move back up in the points that dropped him so far down, taking that win away. And you got Pato Award. Dude's got a win this year, but he hasn't led a lap, which is crazy, right? Panned the win for St. Pete, but hasn't led a lap this year. He didn't win a race last year. McLaren has been shut out of victory circle for, I think, the last 25, 26 races. So what can they do today? This is Pato Award, who podiumed this race last year, podiumed the race that they had here in August. Can he get over that hump? And as you talked about in that CW show, 100 Days Indy, they followed him a lot. They've shown his character, and he's hungry to win a race. And I think today could be the day the pot will work. Could be the done.
So going back to Joseph Newgarden, my question is, if they took so long to take any action on this race, am I just overthinking this? But race control has a lot of – they know everything that's going on.
Yeah.
It looks to me like they would have noticed that this happened with the push to pass, and they still let him take the checkered flag. And then we go weeks into the season before we decide to take any action. And then a few more weeks later, before we decide to suspend key engineers and crew chiefs and people, but not Joseph Newgarden. Joseph Newgarden, he's the one who actually pushed the push-to-pass button, did not get suspended. Do you think that's fair? And I'm not coming down on Joseph Newgarden. I'm curious on the thoughts on that.
This whole thing has kind of just been confusing. You hear one thing from Joseph, and then you heard another thing from Tim Cindric, and then everybody has their opinion on it. Joseph said that he thought that the rules for thermal, which you could use that push to pass on the restarts, was the overall rule, which, okay, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. You go to Long Beach, and the entire push to pass system in the paddock just doesn't start up. But whose is on? Team Penske. That's how they got caught. Everybody else, flipping a switch. The switch didn't flip. Nobody had pushed the pass in that morning Long Beach warm-up except for Team Penske. That looks a little fishy, right? So that's when you first didn't know what's going on. You do an investigation. You talk to some people. Takes a couple of days. IndyCar brought down their hammer, so to speak, with taking the win away, taking McLaughlin, all that good stuff. What I was, you know, it was like, okay, Joseph did it. Scott only did it a couple times. Will didn't do it. and my thing is when you're in a room with Team Penske, which I've never been, but you talk about Penske Perfect, it's the best for, you know, decades, and, you know, 19,500 wins. How are you not sitting in a room and your three drivers don't know about the, some people call it the gimmicks, some people call it the turbo button, the push? How do you not know those? Like, you, those are, you don't leave a stone unturned. And I think that they did. So as far as going into the month, look, they're still going to be tough to beat. Joseph is going to be hungrier than ever. I've talked to him several times since last year's 500, and it's been, winning one makes me so much more hungry to win another one. So I think we're going to see hungry Joseph. He's going to have to move himself up to the points. Had a decent run at Barber. He's been good on this road course. He won this road course race when they ran it in the fall of 2020, like October 2020. Other than that, it's been topsy-turvy. It's been some roller coaster results. So McLaughlin starts 14th today, but and Will Power's not having them going to win. He has a, he's in the midst of his longest losing streak, so to speak, since going to victory lane in his career. So we'll see if he can get back going.
Let's talk a little bit about Ray Hall Letterman Racing. And by the way, I love that retro Bobby Ray Hall shirt you're wearing there.
Yeah,
but speaking of Ray Hall Letterman Legan Racing, Christian Lundgaard led the practice, a strong practice against Scott Dixon yesterday. But we're not hearing about the other Ray Hall, Graham Ray Hall. We haven't heard about him since last year when he got bumped from the Indy 500. He did qualify, obviously, for this race. He did good. Is this what's our feeling about Graham? I like Graham. I think he's a great and I think that he's in a better position for the 500, but he's in the middle of the pack for today's race. But Chris, his teammate Christian Lundgaard is the guy that with Lehard Letterman Racing is everybody's looking at. What are your thoughts? Is it the driver or is it the car or both?
I think with Ray Hall Letterman Legan Racing, because they've been so good at this road course race, but they haven't won. Lundgaard started on the pole in this race last year. Graham Ray Hall started from the pole at the road course race back in August here. I believe they have 17 top 10s as a team over the last 14 races here. They've been really good. They've been knocking down the door of a win at this track. They haven't gotten it. Lundgaard is a great talent. He's super fast here, starts on the front row. And Graham starts inside the top 10. You know, 39th, not too bad. Just missed out. I think he was a tenth of a second out of transferring in that qualifying. So Graham led a lot of laps in that race here last year in August, finished second to Scott Dixon, was chasing him down late in the heat last summer. So I think Ray Hall, Love Atlantic Racing as a whole, just wants to get off to a good start this month and kind of bury everything that happened last year and obviously get all four cars this year for the 500 in the field with Fittipaldi, Sato, Lundgaard, and, of course, Graham Ray Hall.
Completely different setup than the Indy 500. Obviously, it's the road course, and then they'll convert it today, and then we'll be back into the oval lineup. What is the strategy for this 14-lap, 2.94-mile road course? What's the strategy for teams? Do we start early and get up in the pack first, early, or do we – kind of a marathon, it's not a race, but yet it is a race.
Yeah, I think, you know, if I was calling strategy today, I'm going to start on the black tires. They last a little bit longer. It seems this race is known to have a lot of green flag running, a lot of green flag speed, so you want to have those black tires early to go on that long stint, maybe undercut the leaders or overcut them. I think the overcut might work today because the blacks are going to last longer. Then go to the reds, and then on your second stop, I think it'll be a three-stop race. You want to be on blacks towards the end because it's more than likely going to be a long green flag run, a long green flag stint to end it, which could be wrong on that, but that just seems how the trends have gone with this race. So I definitely want to be on the blacks to start and to finish.
Let's talk just a little bit about some of the drivers we're going to see later on today. Will Power, what are your thoughts about him?
Yeah, as I mentioned, I mean, Will's knocking on the door. He's in the middle of his longest winless streak. And he's been quick. He's been consistent this year. And I talked to him on Thursday, and he said, look, this is the most competitive field. It's hard to win. It's hard to stay up front. It's hard to be top five in points as he is right now. I think we're going to see hungry Will Power today going for a victory.
Let's go through some rapid fires, the drivers today, and let's just get your thoughts. Kyle Kirkwood.
Yeah, Kirkwood's an interesting one. You know, that 27 car won this race 2 years ago with Andretti Autosport and Alexander Rossi. Kirkwood's going to be quick. I think a good day for him today was just, you know, finishing that thing in the top 10. Not the best qualifying effort at 14th, but I think you can move your way up from there.
Scott McLaughlin. Did I just say Scott McLaughlin? No, Kyle Kirkwood.
Yeah. McLaughlin, I think, just missed out. He's probably upset that his New York Knicks lost to our Pacers last night.
I love it. We're getting that in a second here.
He's got an extra set of red tires that he didn't use because he didn't transfer to the Firestone Fast 6. We'll be interested to see what McLaughlin can do. Again, him and Joseph Newgard just have a lot of work to do as far as building back up to the points. I think you're thinking about points in every race except for the 500.
You and I are in a pool for today. One of my drivers, Renus VK. What are your thoughts on
this
him?
This is Renus's best track, and I think you have to start in the top 12 to win this race. He starts 12th. Ed Carpenter Racing hasn't won since that race. Renus hasn't had a podium since that race. If anybody's going to break out of a slump today, it could be Renus VK.
Alexander Rossi, your guy.
Yeah, I like Rossi. I'm starting 7th. He's quick. You're waiting for McLaren to get that win, right? Like, Pato hasn't won. Rossi hasn't won since coming over there. You got Théo Pourchaire, a rookie, here this afternoon. We're just kind of waiting for that breakout moment from Arrow McLaren. They had two of the three podium finishers in last year's race. I believe it was Pillow, Award, and Rossi, if not mistaken. They could be knocking on the door for a win today as well. We're ready for a McLaren breakout, I think.
Romain Grosjean. Okay.
This is one of his best tracks, but starting 23rd is tough. So maybe they roll the dice, do a little bit of a different strategy. Maybe make it a little bit longer, a couple more stops, play that fuel strategy if it's going to be the long one. But this is his best track, but he's got his work cut out for him. They start 23rd.
Joseph Newgard.
The car looks great. The Snap-on car. Starting up towards the front, good consistent day. If you got a chance to go for one, go for it. But I think we'll definitely see Newgarden in the top five all day.
How cool would it be to see Newgarden win the 500 last year, win the Grand Prix this year?
Yeah. Yeah.
That would go a long way in him regaining some points that he lost.
Yeah, and I think you want to start out the month on that foot, right? This is kind of like, okay, we're in a new month. We're focused on Indy. Let's push everything that's happened in the last month or two. Let's just push it aside for now. Focus forward. It's a crazy busy schedule for Joseph Newgarden and Penske in the next couple of weeks because you've obviously got this race. You got qualifying next week, the 500 in 2 weeks. Then you go to Detroit, which is Roger Penske's home race in downtown Detroit. Big weekend for Chevy. A lot of media. A lot of sponsors go there. So it's an important couple weeks here coming up for Joseph Newgarden and really the entire Team Penske organization.
Jack Harvey does well on the oval, not so much on the road course. What are your thoughts on him?
You know, Jack was decently quick yesterday. I think he was 10th in the first practice session. Jack will get everything out of that car that it can, which may only be a 12th-place finish, may only be a 13th-place finish. But I think he'll have a pretty good day today as long as nothing goes south on him. I think a good day for that Dale Coyne team would be top 15.
What rookies are you looking at today?
Yeah, that's a great question. Linus Lundqvist starts 19th, coming off his first career podium with Chip Ganassi Racing 2 weeks ago in Barber. But somebody else I'm looking at is Kiffin Simpson. And I know he's starting towards the back, 25th. He's been very smooth, consistent. And the talk, I mean, the kid's 18 years old, right? The talk was, he's not ready for IndyCar and he's going to have so much to learn. Well, if you're going to learn to be an IndyCar driver, you want to do it young. You want to do it Chip Ganassi? Absolutely. You don't have Dario and Scott Dixon and Alex Palou in the room with you and Chip Ganassi telling you things? Absolutely. So the kid's been a sponge. He's been super smooth. He's learning a lot. And he's been the highest finishing rookie, I think, in two of the three races this year. So watch out for Kiffin Simpson to maybe come up and finish top 15.
Tony Donahue of the Tony D Podcast jumps in here and hangs out with us at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. My happy place.
Your derby horse won?
My derby horse won?
By a nose.
I tell you what. Crazy. That was a great derby, that's for sure. Well, the Pacers last night.
Yeah.
Got it done. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts about the NBA Finals overall? But the Pacers got it done.
I think with the Pacers last night, you got to that fourth quarter. Another bad third quarter, right? This is back-to-back. The back-to-back games have had a bad third quarter. Down 9 at one point in the fourth, and I was like, look, they got to get it going. And that crowd got behind them. I mean, I think if you ask any player, that crowd is what got them motivated, got them back. Andrew Nembhard, look, every time he shoots, it's like, oh, no. And he had missed two going into that, but shoot, he ends up knocking that down, that three down to kind of seal it. Got to win tomorrow. I mean, look, it's like put last night behind you. tomorrow's a must-win. You can't go down 3-1 heading back to New York. It has to be tied at 2. You have to get that game tomorrow. And I can't wait, man. What a weekend, Pacers and Racers. And hopefully we extend it into next weekend and we extend it into the Indianapolis 500.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
That'd be a lot of fun.
Are we a small market in Indianapolis or a mid-market? I am so tired to get that label. Maybe I just can't see us being a small market.
You know, I look at it like this. From the outside looking, everybody calls us a small market. But Indianapolis is the 12th biggest city in the country.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't have palm trees and we don't have a large body of water. We got a canal that kind of smells like crap. But,
that's true.
You know, but look, it's different in the NFL, right? There's no small market in the NFL. I mean, Green Bay, Wisconsin, I've never been there, small town. They can still perform. But in the NBA, when you're talking about these major contracts, it's guys like Siakam and Tyrese Halliburton and an up-and-coming player in Benedict Mathurin, and the energy that T.J. McConnell brings is what can attract free agents to come here and continue to build this in the future. So I wouldn't say small market, but, man, sometimes we are definitely overlooked sometimes.
Well, it was just a big thing. Oh, small market town coming in. Do you think – what are your thoughts on this? So I think the Pacers need to learn how to defend the ball. So I can say they've got some legit complaints.
Yep.
in the refereeing, but that's not the problem. But do you think that there's a bias in New York?
I think I tweeted this the other day. I said, you know, they show the celebrities down by the court. It's like washed up, washed like who? And it's like the feel of New York and that New York, Boston, we got two major markets. Well, the NBA already lost a major market in LA. You got Denver and Minnesota battling as the two best teams in the West. That probably isn't, you know, and then you got Oklahoma, or you got Oklahoma City. So you got a chance of three of the four markets in the Western Conference to be a small market. Oklahoma City, Denver's, I guess, an okay market. Minnesota's a small market. Man, the refs have been tough. I thought it was a little petty. On behalf of Rick Carlisle to say, like, hey, we're gonna send 79 calls, right? But you got to do it. You got to send the message, and I think it was a little bit more better officiated. I just want more accountabilities for these refs, right? If you screw up, you know, if you screw up at your job, I screw up at my job. You know, if an NBA player screws up on his job, he's benched.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to get it talking to, or, hell, maybe even fired. You never know. So these refs need to be held accountable to, whether it's fines, whether it's, hey, you know what, you're not going to move on in the next round. I know in the NFL they do a grading system where first round you get a grade and you keep moving on. I would like to see a little bit more accountability for some of these refs that make some blatantly bad calls.
Who's your $5 DraftKings pick for today's race?
Oh, man, it's a great question. I saw Caesars did not have any odds up yet. So let's see what the old DraftKings brings to us. I got it right here. You know, it's easy to say Pelo, correct? It's easy to say. Yes, it's Econ. So you got to go find it. There you go. All right, today, plus 170 for Alex Pelo. That's not
Alex
fun.
Pelo.
That's not fun, right? I'm going to go with Christian Lungar, plus 550. Give me that.
All right, let's get a selfie here.
All right.
Before you walk out of my pause room.
I got longer arms. You ready?
There you go. Look at that. Perfect.
All right, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Good luck today.
Yep,
have fun.
We'll see you around, buddy.
We'll see if we can nail one. Where's NASCAR at this weekend?
Darlington.
Darlington.
Darlington Stripe.
Give me Justin Allgaier and Denny Hamlin.
You got it, buddy.
There's an Xfinity race, right?
I think so. You got to push out.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. See you. Tony Donahue of the Tony D Podcast jumping in with us here at the pod, on the podcast with us. And today was big reveal day for sure. What a good time that we've had today right here on the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back. Running a little bit late with Lindsay Brewer. So sorry. But that's okay. We're going to catch up with her in just a moment. My name is Tom Marquisel, Presidente. We're having a lot of fun right here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Rihanna, good girl going bad, take three, action, no clouds in my stones, let it rain, I hydroplane in the bank, coming down like a Dow Jones, when the clouds come we gone, we Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and G5s are better, you know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and
never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Maybe cause in the dark.
LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get $1,000 off LASIK when treated in May. That's $500 off per eye, plus guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 2020 vision.
Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2024 to qualify. $1,000 off standard price of Wavelight procedure. $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
That's the sound of unaged whiskey transforming into Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee. Around 1860, Nearest Green taught Jack Daniel how to filter whiskey through charcoal for a smoother taste, one drop at a time. This is one of many sounds in Tennessee with a story to tell. To hear them in person, plan your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Morning face. You get is when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks. Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry. Save the children. Save them. Stay back. I've got mace.
Ow, they're winning my eyes.
Quit moving.
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA. Love your home.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
I haven't seen on the board. Do you guys have Black Rifle coffee here?
No, I'm sorry. We only carry good small batch coffee here.
Well, it is great small batch coffee.
Well, that really can't be unless it's fresh roasted, so I don't, you know.
Well, it is fresh roasted.
I don't think you know what that means. You know what this is? This is Masa Lekwa Pique, which, of course, in the Indonesian language... Oh, let me finish. In the Indonesian language, it's weasel coffee.
You just made that up.
No, it's been passed through their digestive tract.
That's disgusting.
And then it's nature's wet processing.
Yeah, but is it good?
I mean, it's all right. Are they investor philanthropists? Do they support good causes?
Yeah, tons of causes. Veterans causes and first responder causes. But it doesn't matter because they make good coffee. So that's what I'm wanting.
Do you have any?
You know what? Actually, I'm just going to order it. They make it fresh and roasted.
Okay. Right.
Black Rifle Coffee.
It's good.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you.
Mandy, Mandy Pepperidge, well, I haven't seen you since we...
Go away.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can only stay a minute. Let me buy you some lunch. Oh, you've got your lunch. Well, how about some milk? You got your milk, too. Well, can I just massage your thighs while you eat?
Do I have to leave?
Is this any way to treat an intimate friend?
And if this one...
or maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all.
All right, and welcome back to The Balance. We're live at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It is the big reveal day here on The Balance. We released our big announcement at 8:30 Eastern Time here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway on our brand new Instagram account. Yes, we are growing up. We're hanging out with the cool kids now over on Instagram. Make sure you catch us on Instagram and type in The Balance Sportscast. It's all one word, Balance Sports, plural word, Balance Sportscast. Hashtag Team Balance. Hashtag Team Balance. Another reveal. The new logo. Thank you to my daughter, Annie, for designing it for us and helping us get into the new time. 23 years we've been doing this show, and we just kind of let some things go. Unfortunately, we need to clean our room. That's what happened. We needed to clean our room. So we're doing that. What a better place to do a reveal than here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's a special place to me and my wife. It's weird saying as it's coming off the tongue. Well, this is my wife, my partner in crime, also the behind-the-scenes producer of this show. So good to do that. We got married here at the track yesterday. And thank you to our friends out here that had made that happen. Nothing big, nothing fancy. But we did get married here at the track. Hey, life is good when you're at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway down at the corner of 16th and Georgetown in Speedway, Indiana, which is Indianapolis. But, you know, it's a small town outside of Indianapolis that I think I saw a stat where its population during the month of May increases by like 2,000%. There'll be a million people here for the race all day weekend. A lot going on here in the city, the parade, the kid stuff, a lot of stuff going on. So get to Indianapolis. If you live here in Indianapolis, there's a lot to soak up. That's for sure. Thank you, Tony Donahue of the Tony D Podcast, jumping in here with us today. Always good to have him live in person. Of course, he's part of our team, but he has the Tony D Podcast. He's our official IndyCar contributor. Steve Wilson, editor-in-chief of Speedway Digest, is our official NASCAR contributor, and they had some weather issues out in Darlington, and he was going to come on with us and jump on, talk a little Darlington with us today, but because of some weather issues and some stuff going on, he was not able to join us today. Hopefully we'll get him next weekend. He's certainly going to be on the road with NASCAR. A lot of big races coming up with NASCAR. And, of course, you've got the All-Star in North Wilkesboro coming up as well. We are scheduled to have Lindsay Brewer on just any time. So we'll try to get her on just as soon as she pops in here. But she's running a little bit behind, but that's okay. A lot of people, once time with them, and that's great. She's in her first year of the Indy Next series, which used to be the Indy Lights series. We talked a little bit about Abel taking the green flag yesterday's race in the Indy Next. But we're going to have Lindsay on here in just a few minutes. We hope. We're standing by for that as well. But I think what we decided when Tony was in here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with me, I think what we decided was that if you're in America, you say Grand Prix. If you're in Europe, you say Grand Prix. But hey, with Sanzio Grand Prix, you almost got to lean into Sanzio. Go with Grand Prix. I don't know. It just feels like it feels like you got to say Sanzio. They're based out in Colorado. They do vehicle protection with various different. You can check them out at Sanzio.com. SOSIO.com. But they do vehicle protection. So a lot of benefits provide valuable benefits to vehicles. So check it out. Asuncio, Asuncio.com. They are the key sponsor of the Grand Prix today. We're going to say Grand Prix. I'm hung up on that now. I'm going to say Grand Prix. Although I've been trying to train myself over the last few years to say Grand Prix. It's Grand Prix. But we'll say Grand Prix. Alex Plo, he's on the pole. And as we're talking with Tony, you know, it's been fun to watch Alex Plo in the 100 Days to May. I encourage you to go watch that. It's on CW. And then Christian Lundgaarden, Will Power, Joseph Newgarden, Pottle Award, and Scott Dixon all round out your top five. And, you know, the unfortunate thing about if you're beyond the top five, it is kind of difficult to advance because it is a road course. And it becomes difficult. Now, you never know what's going to happen with wrecks and that sort of stuff. And so that's where the push to pass has come in. And I appreciate Tony talking with us about the push to pass and, you know, what the problems are. What the problems we had in St. Pete. I hope for the integrity of everything, I hope this is just an anomaly. I think it is. I think, you know, Roger Penske, like Tony said, you know, he's the owner of the series. He's the owner of the league, and he's got to protect his name. So yeah, there were some suspensions handed down. A lot of people think, well, maybe Joseph should have gotten a suspension, but you know, basically put him back down in last place for the points in the Indy Championship. Push Scott Dixon up to first for now. We'll see what happens today. There could be some changes in that today. But this is a good month. It's a fresh month. It's a good opportunity for Joseph to bounce back. I do like Joseph. He's a great driver, very talented. I've got the chance to know him when he was in the Indy Lights. Got the chance to talk with him, and we've talked with him a few times. So I think that this is an anomaly. So I think that's where we're going to let it be at right now. It's just one of those unfortunate things that happen, and it won't be a distraction. I don't think so. I think there might be some media people that might bring it up. I think more than anything, if there's any distractions and conversations around that, that will be around today's race. Because there is no push to pass in the oval, which is the 500. So the point is moot to talk about it around the 500. So, again, defending... And when you're the defending Indy 500 champion and you have something like that pop up unexpectedly, you know, but there still has to be some responsibility given to Joseph Newgarden. At the end of the day, even if he did get direction from other people to use that push to pass, he still ultimately is the one that did that. So, you know, did he escape without punishment? I don't know. There might have been some behind-the-scenes things that we don't know about. We are standing by for Lindsey Brewer. And so hopefully she will be popping in here soon. We're doing what we call fielder talk. See if we can... see where she's at. My name is Tom Mark with El Presidente. I think this would be a good time to go ahead and take a quick break. And we'll see... how things are going. We'll be right back right here. We're at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's It's reveal day. It's live. We're live on Instagram. Well, not live on Instagram. We're live here on Blog Talk, but our big reveal came down on Instagram. Search thebalancedsportscast.com on Instagram.
Rihanna. Good girl going bad. Take three. Action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we gone. We Rockefellers. We fly higher than weather. And G5s are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation. Stack chips with a rainy day. Jay. Rain Man is back. With Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart. And we'll never be worlds apart. Be my star, baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars, and that's when you need me there, with you all.
The Air National Guard is a reserve component of the United States Air Force, and serves alongside active duty Air Force members in times of a national crisis. In addition, the Air Guard serves the state and local community in a wide range of capacities. The reason people join the Air Guard is as diverse as our members and includes such reasons as a deep desire to serve their country, money for college, travel, new job skills, and the pride that goes along with belonging to the greatest military organization in the world. I joined because I felt a calling to serve my country, but I didn't want to be far away from my family, so the Indiana Air National Guard was a perfect fit for me. With over 95 different career opportunities to choose from and 100% paid college tuition to any state-funded college, why not give us a call? Call 1-800-841-3103 or visit online at goang.com to find out more. Again, that's 1-800-841-3103. The Air National Guard, guarding America, defending freedom.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.
When you don't go to geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar.
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything.
Morning face. You get is when you don't sleep well. This is what happened to Linda.
Morning, guys.
Good morning. Ah, what is that thing?
It's me, Linda.
Oh, my God, it talks! Run!
No, it's me, Linda, from HR.
It looks hungry! Save the children! Save them! Stay back! I've got mace!
Ow! They're one of my eyes!
We're moving!
It's called beauty sleep for a reason. And there's never been a better time to get some.
Get 20% off IKEA Sultan mattresses. IKEA. Love your home.
LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I only have a certain budget.
No problem. Right now at LASIK Plus, get $1,000 off LASIK when treated in May. That's $500 off per eye, plus guaranteed financing options. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your journey towards 20/20 vision.
Must mention this promotion and be treated in May of 2024 to qualify. $1,000 off standard price of wavelength procedure. $500 off for one eye. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Go to MyLASIKOffer.com for details.
That's the sound of unaged whiskey transforming into Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey in Lynchburg, Tennessee. Around 1860, Nearest Green taught Jack Daniel how to filter whiskey through charcoal for a smoother taste, one drop at a time. This is one of many sounds in Tennessee with a story to tell. To hear them in person, plan your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Seen on the board. Do you guys have Black Rifle Coffee here?
No, I'm sorry. We only carry good small batch coffee here.
Well, it is great small batch coffee.
Well, that really can't be unless it's fresh roasted, so I don't, you know.
Well, it is fresh roasted.
I don't think you know what that means. You know what this is? This is Masa Lekwa Pike, which of course in the Indonesian language, let me finish. In the Indonesian language, it's weasel coffee.
You just made that up.
No, it's been passed through their digestive tract.
That's disgusting.
And then it's nature's wet processing.
Yeah, but is it good?
I mean, it's all right. Are they investor philanthropists? Do they support good causes?
Yeah, tons of causes. Veterans causes and first responder causes, but it doesn't matter because they make good coffee. So that's what I'm wanting.
Do you have any?
You know what? Actually, I'm just going to order it. They make it fresh and roasted.
Okay. Right.
Black Rifle Coffee.
It's good.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
All right, welcome back to The Balance. We are live at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway down at the corner of 16th and Georgetown. It is race day here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's the road course. It's race number one for the NTT Racing Series, the Foncio Grand Prix. We've been in debate whether or not it's Grand Prix or Grand Prix. We are standing by. I hear she's close, so we'll just sit here and chat for a little bit. We are standing by for Lindsay Brewer of the next series. She's making her 2024 season in the next series. So we're excited to have her on and have some conversations about her race yesterday and her upcoming race today. Today has been the big reveal day. We called it the big reveal for a reason. And go to Instagram, The Balance Sportscast. It's The Balance and then Sports, plural, cast. And follow us on the Instagram. On the gram, we're hanging out with the cool kids. We also unleashed our brand new logo that's ready to go. So really excited about that. And wait for it. Hashtag Team Balance. That's right. That's our new hashtag. Everything associated with that. So it looks like we're getting ready to get Lindsay in here right away. Hi. Hi, Lindsay. Nice to meet you. Oh, no problem. Have a seat. Welcome to The Balance. We are just rolling right along. We got a few minutes left in our live broadcast. Welcome to Indy.
Thank you so much.
I know that you've raced here in the USF series. You've raced here.
Yes. I love
yesterday. Well, first of all, what are your thoughts about Indy in itself?
Oh, Indy, this track. Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, it's so incredible. Just the feeling you get when you drive through the tunnel and see the whole track. Like, it's truly like it is truly a magical feeling. You know, there's so much history behind it, and I'm so excited to be here. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to drive the oval yet?
Oh no, not yet.
Okay.
Maybe someday.
Well, now you're with Junco's, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Because for the longest time I was saying Junco's.
I think
Junco's. So for the longest time I was saying Junco. Yesterday, I liked watching your race yesterday, but kind of a disappointment at the beginning of the race with your tires. You want to walk through that with us?
I know. Yeah, we had a puncture. There was some contact going into turn seven, a few cars ahead. There was some debris on track, and we got a front left puncture, which was kind of scary because it was one of the heaviest brake zones. So we're going like 176 miles an hour into the brake zone, got a puncture. My car, I didn't think was going to stop. Fortunately, you know, it did. And then, yeah, I was really disappointing because this is one of the tracks I feel really comfortable driving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had St. Petersburg, my first race in Indy next, and then we had Barber, which is a very challenging track. So I didn't feel very comfortable, you know, getting used to the car, getting used to this new series, but I actually feel really comfortable at this track, getting more comfortable in the car. And so it was just really disappointing to have that race start out like that. So we came in, changed the tires, went back out. I never want to lose hope, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ended up running pretty decent times throughout the middle of the race. I think I was 6 tenths off some of the fastest guys. So my pace was good. But yeah, I think, you know, just a disappointing result. Wanted more.
Well, 17th is at the end of the world.
Yeah.
But you got another chance today coming up here very, very soon. So
yeah.
Hopefully, where do you start us?
I think I'm starting in the back. I did not do a good job in qualifying. Mm. We've had a couple setup issues that I like a car that's a bit more loose. And yeah, it was not exactly where we wanted to be. And the track wasn't the quickest for me. So the car felt a lot better during the race. And we know what we need to do for this morning as well.
Well, the challenge with Indy and any road course for that matter is the ability to come from the back to the front. That's always a huge challenge that the drivers. So you're from Denver, right?
Yes, I'm from Denver.
All right, fantastic. I've got some colleagues out in Denver as well.
Yeah.
So you a skier?
Yes. Well, I grew up skiing since I was 3 years old. Don't do it as much as I would like now because I'm so busy traveling and everything, but
sure.
I do love skiing, and I snowboard as well. So.
Well, I'm one of those guys where, you know, all you see is the skis up, and they're under the snow.
Oh, my gosh. But, definitely, it's a lot of fun.
You recently just raced at Barber Motorsports.
Yeah.
That was a huge thing for you.
It was very challenging. I love the track. I love the car, but one of my biggest challenges this year in this car has been my physical strength. You know, I've been training a lot throughout the off season, but, you know, there's a difference between being gym fit and being driver fit.
Sure, valid point.
So we had a 6 week gap.
I'm neither.
Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, we only had 6 off season testing days, and half of them were rained out. So it was difficult to get a sense of the car with full grip. And then we had a 6 week break from St. Petersburg to Barber. So I was training in the gym, but again, wasn't in the seat, and so it was very, very physically challenging for me at Barber, and I wasn't able to fully push and have good pace there because I couldn't hold on to the wheel as much as I wanted to. So yeah, I mean, that was just a reminder of what I need to do and how much stronger I need to get. But yeah, thankfully we're in the seat more consistently now, so I'm excited.
Well, this is your first year in the next series. That's exciting, right?
Yeah,
coming up from the USF series, and you're really, I would say, one of the very first drivers that have went through that entire road to Indy course that they've had over the years.
Yeah.
So what's it feel like to now? You're just one step closer, because for those that don't know, the Indy Next Series used to be the Indy Lights
series. I kind of have made some pretty quick jumps. I jumped straight into Indy Pro 2000, which is the third ladder. I didn't do juniors or USF 2000. So I've only had a year and a half of open wheel driving under my belt before going into Indy Next, and I knew it was going to be a challenge making these jumps up, and you know, but I feel ready for it. It's kind of like jumping into the deep end and learning to swim, and again, we're just taking steps and steps, little chunks. Yeah.
Ignore that. It's fine.
It
gets a mind of its own sometimes. So one of the things you're proud to do is represent women in motorsports, and that's, you know, there's been other women, Danica, obviously the biggest name in FEMA. Is that kind of your aspirations to be that next level? I won't say be the next Danica, because there's only one Danica, but is it your aspiration to be at that level?
Well, of course, there's women in the sport, and I want to represent women well. I would like to say I'm the first Lindsay, and, you know, other than beating just like the women or being the best as women, I want to become like the best of the best, you know? So to me, like, yeah, I think women and men can compete on equal fields. Yeah, we have it tougher for sure in these open wheel series, but I want to be the quickest I can be and beat everyone.
I love it.
So, yeah, and I want to be the first Lindsay, so.
Well, the first Lindsay, I love it. You're the first female to be in contest in the Indy season, Indy Cars official feeder series in 17 years.
Isn't that crazy?
Isn't that crazy?
I thought about it, and I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of, like, women who have been British. You know, Jamie did a great, she podiumed yesterday,
right?
Which is really great for women in the sport, and I'm really, really proud of her. She's been super sweet to me. I can't believe I think I'm the 2007 to race in, like, a full.
You are.
That's crazy. Yeah,
great.
You know, there needs to be more women in the sport. Yeah.
Hashtag the first Lindsay.
Yes.
You have the hashtag? Can we give you that hashtag here?
Yes.
Well, we appreciate you joining us. I know you got other stops and we're running a little bit behind for us today.
Me. I'm sorry. They didn't believe I was a driver. I didn't have my hard card. I had to show my Instagram. I'm like, I promise I'm a driver. Like, they did not believe me, the guys at the front.
Oh,
like,
no.
Starting the, and I was like, I promise.
I love it.
Like, and so I'm sorry I was running.
Oh, no.
I remembered my hard card.
You're completely fine. That's a... I wouldn't say it's a rookie mistake, but I've seen it happen with the best of them.
I saw Stingray Rob get stopped yesterday, and they let him in, but, like, yeah, it happens. You forget the cards sometimes, yeah.
You know, when James Hinchcliffe was in the Indy Lights series and we were talking to him, he had a very similar experience as well. So I've seen it happen, so that's cool. We're glad that you joined us.
Yeah,
we are following you on Instagram.
Oh, great.
Part of our big reveal today, we revealed our new logo. My daughter, she's like, you got to grow up. You know, we've been doing this show for 23 years, and we're just now getting on Instagram. So,
yeah,
you know, so
awesome.
We launched it. You're part of the big reveal today.
Oh, great.
So
awesome.
We appreciate you joining. You know, before you leave my podcast room here, I want to get a selfie with you real quick.
Yeah, of course.
I appreciate it. I think, there we go.
Oh,
thanks,
awesome.
Lindsay.
So nice to meet
you. Be safe out there. We're rooting for you today.
Oh, thank
you. Have a good day.
Take care.
Lindsay Brewer of Who Coast Racing joins us. Thank you for doing that with us today. It's been a lot of fun. We've slipped into overtime here, but that's okay. Just a few minutes into overtime. Lindsay Brewer of Who Coast Racing. She's running a little. That's kind of a funny story that. She forgot her hard card. Well, that's Indy for you. Well, that's the security for you. That's Indy for you. Well, my name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We are going to wrap it up and put a bow on it. Make sure you're following us on the Instagram and follow us on the X and Facebook. New logo. I'm married. Life is good. Life is good. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. We're out of here. Don't drink and drive. It isn't cool.